This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Winter is coming, and I, for one, could not be happier. Game of Thrones is back on HBO this weekend, and along with it, for the first time, the network is going to produce an after show called, not all that creatively, After the Thrones. Fans will be able to geek out about the goings-on in King's Landing, the fate of Jon Snow, totally alive somehow, by the way, the R plus L equals J theory to which I subscribe. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports this is the latest in the growing fan-centric after-show business.
Orphan Black has added After the Black this season. The Bachelor has Bachelor Live.
Much like Ben, Olivia got my first impression rose in my heart. And now I'm terrified of her. She's like the Terminator now.
Give me a rose if you want to live.
The Walking Dead has Talking Dead.
And there were quite a few references to circles in that. There's the plate, the cup, the bucket, the tomatoes, the patties.
Yeah, zombie minutia? No idea. AMC's Talking Dead, though, is one of the most successful examples of the after show. Earlier this month, more than 6 million viewers tuned in to see host Chris Hardwick discuss the season finale of The Walking Dead, including retired schoolteacher Susie Graham, who recaps the recap show for a site called Undead Walking.
Do you ever miss The Talking Dead? Do you ever skip it?
No.
That was fast. Never?
No. I think it's just a way to kind of decompress from the show, because you get so into it and so wired up watching it, and then it's a way to kind of come down.
She says watching the after show is like belonging to a book club.
You're discussing what you just saw, and you get to see, you know, you get to connect with people that love something as much as you do.
Fans call in with questions, they vote in polls, they take to Twitter, to Instagram. Tom Noonan is a television producer and a professor at the UCLA School of Theater, Film, and Television.
It's rather a natural way to market the show without pandering to the audience.
Nielsen, which tracks social media mentions, says Talking Dead gets tens of thousands of tweets some Sunday nights. It's a very specific and highly engaged audience, something advertisers want.
It's just a way of extending the brand for the channel and for the show, and extending the viewer experience for all of us who are super fans.
Noonan also points out these after shows are cheap to produce, far less expensive than the fire-breathing dragons, the thousands of roses, the hordes of hungry zombies, but no less riveting.
The plate, the cup, the bucket, the
not if you're really into it. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.